Systemic Risk.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Treasury Department and Federal Reserve say a failure at American International Group would send shockwaves through the entire financial system. This morning, they announced yet another rescue package for the ailing insurer. That's just as AIG reported the worst corporate loss in American history, more than $61 billion. Marketplace's Dan Gretz joins us now. Dan, how much are taxpayers doling out this time?
Well, this bailout is for $30 billion. It's a loan, and it draws from the $700 billion in TARP funds. And that means that AIG, which is an insurance company, now accounts for $70 billion in TARP funds, which is about 10% of the total. You might remember that originally Congress set aside that money for banks.
This isn't the first time, Dan, that AIG has been to the federal trough. How is this different from the other bailouts of AIG?
Well, Steve, this is a 180-degree shift in strategy. The three earlier bailouts were basically about helping AIG weather the crisis. They totaled $150 billion, and they divided roughly into thirds. One-third is loans with steep interest rates, one-third to buy preferred shares with 10% dividends, one-third to soak up the company's toxic assets. This new bailout basically sets the stage for AIG to be broken up and sold in pieces. It forgives some of the loans, it cuts the interest rate to zero on the remaining loans, and it cuts the dividend on some of those preferred shares to zero as well.
So what does the government get in return then?
Well, basically the government gets control. It puts into trust two AIG units that sell life insurance overseas. The government will likely turn around and try to sell those units. I should add that AIG itself has tried to sell those units and hasn't been able to find any buyers, even at fire sale prices, so it's going to take some time for the government to find a buyer.
Dan, we hear, you know, back and forth about AIG is too big to fail. Why bother saving this company?
Well, AIG has 74 million policyholders, and it operates in 100 countries. If it were to fail, the fear is that it would be disaster for the world economy. So basically, the government wants to dismantle AIG slowly, in an orderly way, doesn't want to sell off the assets too cheaply or unwind its commitments too fast, and the hope is that it won't cost taxpayers too much more money to do it.
All right. Marketplace's Dan Gretz joining us this morning. Dan, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
All this, of course, not a good sign for Wall Street today. Futures are lower at this hour. The Dow fell Friday to 7,062. That's its lowest level since May of 1997. Dow and S&P 500 shares lost more than 10% of their values last month. Asian markets closed down 3.5% to 4%. European markets are lower across the board, 3% to 4%. Europe's biggest bank, HSBC, says it's cutting back its consumer lending in the United States. The bank reported a big fall in profits today after heavy losses on U.S. subprime mortgages. Our man in London, Stephen Beard, has more.
HSBC is one of the world's strongest banks, but it's been badly bruised in America. Its U.S. subsidiary lost more than $15 billion last year. The bank says it will now close most of its Beneficial and HFC branches in the States. More than 6,000 jobs could be lost. Today, HSBC launched an $18 billion rights issue. That's when stockholders are asked to buy more shares. The money will be used largely to hunt for new acquisitions. Probably not in the US, says analyst Alex Potter.
They've already got, I think, quite as much excitement as they want in the United States. They've already got a dominant presence here in the UK. I think they'll look to some of the economies of the future for opportunities to expand in terms of buying businesses.
HSBC says they're looking to buy banks in Asia, the Middle East and Latin America. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue, fresh thinking on the moral, spiritual, and ethical aspects of the economic downturn. Gain perspective at speakingoffaith.org.
This financial fallout continues to hammer the housing market. Sales are down, prices are tanking, and builders can't get bank loans to build new homes. But there's one part of the housing construction market that's doing well, green home remodeling. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Rob Manning reports.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Eric Strid welcomes me at the door to show off improvements to his 20-year-old suburban home. He's got an ambitious goal: to make the place energy independent. That means insulating walls, replacing windows, changing out appliances, and ultimately generating a little energy on site so the house uses no electricity from the grid.
It's a guaranteed win. Energy prices are guaranteed to rise on the long term.
Jonathan Cohen is an engineer with Imagine Energy, one of Strid's contractors. He says this net zero project is extreme, but he says more and more people are investing in efficiency. Cohen feels the bad economy is bringing him customers.
They're saying, hey, I can't put my money in the stock market confidently and get any kind of return. I'm not going to sell my house or try and flip it, so I'm more concerned about putting that money long-term into my property.
So much respect.
To get an idea of energy efficiency perfection, you have to go places you'd usually ignore, like the crawl space. Stefan Aguier runs Green Hammer, the general contractor that insulated the empty pockets of the home.
I mean, if they were to do nothing else to help their energy efficiency, probably spraying this crawl space was, and the ducts work system down here is probably the best bang for the buck in the entire process.
Both of Strid's contractors say more people are interested in green remodels, but projects have smaller budgets than a year ago. Often they move more slowly. And that's even the case for determined folks like Eric Strid. He shows me on the southern side of the house mounts on the wood siding, where solar panels will go, eventually.
Oh, it's economic reality partly here, but we'll get through it.
Strid is committed to the solar panels. They would generate enough extra juice to power his next big investment, an all-electric car. In Portland, I'm Rob Manning for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.